Hello, I am Katie Groom. I am the author of Fixed Moon, and I'm going to read you an excerpt. You can read along with me. We are starting on page 122, towards the bottom, where the point of view changes to Hugh. You two ready to go? Caden called out, getting ready to start the outboard motors on the walkabout boat. They made a fake gagging sound at the sight of Hugh and Zoe as they stopped every couple of steps to kiss. "Get a damn room," they said under their breath. Stevie elbowed Caden. "Do you not remember how we behaved when we first started dating?" "Ouch." They rubbed where Stevie had connected with her body. "We certainly weren't that all over each other." She kissed their cheek. "We were worse, so be nice." Hugh helped Zoe onto the boat. "When we turn on these engines, it's going to be loud for a second, okay?" She acknowledged this kind warning, and he and Caden kicked on all the engines. The boat started to head out beyond where the waves would break, and Hugh took a deep breath in. He could swear that it helped him breathe better. He glanced over at Zoe and smiled to himself as she held her sun hat on against the wind while laughing at something that Stevie must have said to her. Suddenly, she stood up and went to the other side of the boat, pointing excitedly. "Is that..." She didn't have a chance to finish, as a whale decided to wave at them as they sailed on by. They sailed a bit farther and then finally got to a place to stop for a while. Caden and Stevie worked together to drop the anchor, which was more or less automated, so it wasn't a two-person job. Hugh stood behind Zoe as she looked out over the water. He wrapped his arms around her and rested his chin on her head. She giggled a little, and he changed position as she turned around to face him. "The view is really incredible." He looked in her eyes and replied, referring to her rather than the scenery, "Enchanted." He kissed her forehead. Suddenly, a steady spray of water hit them both, and Hugh looked to its source and let out a loud laugh all the way from his chest immediately. Caden was standing across the boat, holding a water gun that was more like an Uzi. "I thought you two needed to cool off a bit." Zoe chuckled and then removed her sun hat and now wet cover-up. Hugh smiled and thought about how gorgeous she looked. He stopped himself from commenting about it, though, because he didn't want to objectify her or even give that impression. He told her very often that he found her beautiful, so he felt certain that even if he didn't say anything, she knew he was attracted to her. Walking quickly, but never running on the boat, Stevie came over to stand next to Zoe. She excitedly asked, "You ready to swim out where you can't touch the bottom?" "No way!" Zoe stepped back away from the edge of the boat. "There's sharks and other wild creatures out there under the surface." Hugh laughed. They stay away from me and Cade, even though we can't swim too well." Zoe's expressive face let him know that she was confused. "We can only doggy paddle," he joked. "Wolves aren't the strongest swimmers. I never see the bears swim, the birds not at all. The big cats, however, are excellent swimmers. Not like Stevie, of course, but definitely the best of the shifters." Zoe shook her head in protest. "They're still the same creatures down below, and your magic can fail, and I could be eaten by a shark." "Have you ever been diving?" Stevie asked nervously. She shook her head. "No, I could get stuck in some small place. I've seen all the movies." "Real life isn't the movies," Caden laughed, ready to jump in but waiting for their friends. Zoe looked around at the three of them. "I'm living in an adult supernatural romance right now." She laughed and shook her head. "That's fair," Stevie said, nodding. She waved her hands and suddenly three large bubbles rose from the water and were floating in the air. "Would you like to see what's down there?" "Excuse me?" With a wave of her hand, Stevie directed the bubbles to each of them, floating right in front of their faces. "Allow me to put these on you, and we'll all be able to dive deeper than you thought possible." Zoe's eyes moved back and forth with uncertainty. "What about the water pressure?" "We won't go that far." Stevie snapped her fingers, and the bubbles surrounded their heads. She looked at Zoe. "Do not touch the bubble. It will disrupt the magic, and well, Zoe, that wouldn't be good." Moving to the edge of the boat, Stevie dove in. "I thought it was purple." Zoe pointed to Stevie's fin. Stevie splashed water up onto the boat with her bright pink fin. "My bathing suit is pink, and it goes by what I'm wearing." Zoe shifted her eyes back and forth, wondering if she's the only person that would have the gall to ask what she was thinking. "What if you were skinny dipping? Then I'd just be all one color," she added. "And if I'm wearing lots of colors, they're all featured." Caden did a cannonball into the water, bubble still intact after slamming the water. Hugh took Zoe's hand in his. "Want to jump in together?" She shook her head. "I want to be able to do this on my own." She was trying to seem braver than she actually was. Comfortable with Hugh and not a fan of lying, though, she admitted, "Truly, I'm worried that you would actually pull me down farther than I'm comfortable with." "Oh, bless your heart," Stevie teased. He acknowledged her reasons and didn't try to push her any further. She was a little surprised that he didn't wait for her. He just dove right in. Zoe was pleased to see that his bubble didn't pop either. She looked around the boat into the water to see what predators were in the area, and she realized that it was true that her companions gave off major predatory vibes. She stood on the edge of the boat and squeaked, and then she stepped back. "Get in the water, Zoe!" Hugh treaded water like it was nothing. "The water's warm, sugar. Come on in." Hugh was floating on their back without a care. I'm sorry, Caden was floating on their back without a care in the world. Zoe wondered if they would even care if the current took them away. Zoe stepped up on the edge of the boat again, and she jumped, screaming until she felt the water touch her body. She cautiously opened her eyes, even though she was under the water, to see if the bubble was still there. When she realized it was, she let go of the breath she was holding. She was simultaneously relieved and disappointed that there were no creatures in the water. Sure, she didn't want to be eaten by Bangladon, but she would like to at least see a starfish or something. "You okay, Zoe?" Stevie asked. Zoe looked around. "We can talk in these things?" "Well, yeah, sound travels pretty well in the water." She stopped. "Shh, there's a whale song. It's miles away, but you can hear it. Just listen." Zoe smiled as she heard something much more beautiful than Dory's whale speak in Finding Nemo. She was lost in the sound when she finally yanked farther down towards the ocean floor. She started to kick and scream, and her arms flailed as she tried to swim to the surface. However, she was getting farther and farther under the water. She knew that if she hit her magic bubble, she was done. She tried to remain calm, but it was pointless. The water was getting darker blue, and she started to panic that she was never going to get away. "No, no," she started to cry, and then she just shrieked, "No!" And her heart was going to pound out of her ribcage. Then, as fast as her descent began, it was over, and she found herself in Hugh's arms. Finally, what took him so long? She wondered. She just sobbed as she tried to catch her breath. Laughing, Hugh turned Zoe around so that she was facing him. "You're okay, I was just playing." She punched him in the shoulder. "Asshole!" He immediately let her go, and she swam away from him instinctively. Stevie took Zoe's side instantly, grabbing her wrist and pulling her just behind her in the water. "That was a real dick move," she added. "I should snap away your bubble and let your ass drown." "For fuck's sake, he was just playing with her." Caden swam over to Stevie, but she slapped him away with her fin. They rubbed their arm. "Ouch, how'd that even hurt?" She smirked at them. "Did you forget that water doesn't have the same power of resistance over me? Yeah, I'll smack you to hell and back if you try to pull something like that on me, and I'm native to the water." "Promise?" They wiggled their eyebrows. Stevie rolled her eyes, disgusted by the immaturity. Hugh swam to Zoe's side. "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, and I know how anxious you were." He reached out to take her hand. She didn't accept his hand. "Can we go back to the boat?" Hugh could hear her heart pounding as the sound traveled through the water. Hugh nodded. Wrapping his arm around her waist, he started swimming upwards, pulling her right along with him. At first, she tried to push away from him, but she stopped resisting when it was obvious that he could get her above the water more quickly than she could herself. He helped her onto the boat and then apologized again. "I feel like I ruined everything." He took a fistful of the bubble, popping it, and essentially teaching Zoe how to remove the spell without patronizing her. She took both hands and pulled from either side of her bubble, bracing for the break to send salt water into her eyes. "I think you forget that I'm new to this world and mortal." "That too," she frowned, opening the cooler, looking for a few seconds, then shutting it without making a selection. Zoe sighed. "Are you sure there's no way?" "We're born this way, Zoe. I'm sorry. I can't make you like us." Hugh hated disappointing her. He hated it even more that he had to keep to himself that she very well may be able to have this life with him. He just didn't know when or even if she would have that moment when she had to use her powers. Zoe's point of view. She heard two splashes of water, that distinct splash of someone exiting the water, so she looked over at Stevie, wanting to watch how her fin would change into legs, but then decided to turn away. Zoe considered how that might be a private moment for a mermaid, and she didn't want to intrude. She walked over to the edge of the boat. "As much as it scares me down there, I do wish that I could find out what was at the ocean floor of the ocean. Do you want to find out?" Stevie towed off her hair, just as she finished, Caden shook off like a dog and drenched her again. She shook her head, chuckled, and then towed her hair off again. "I mean, yeah, but I'm not sure that even you all have a submarine at the ready." She laughed and then finally selected a sandwich out of the cooler. Stevie smiled, "Bless your heart." But that wasn't a nice bless your heart. That was what an idiot. "So please tell me what I've missed." She took a bite out of the sandwich and then added, "I mean, did I miss the sub tied up at the dock?" She looked around, almost sarcastic with her movement. Hugh and Caden laughed. Then Caden added, "Zoe, you are just diving without scuba gear. Do you understand, or do you underestimate Stevie's abilities?" I'm sorry. Don't listen to Cade. You're new to our world. Do you think you could do it? Hugh asked. Stevie looked around the boat and thought for a moment. I've done it before, but never with... She motioned towards Zoe. I won't touch anything. Zoe sighed loudly. She was used to all of it already. The inexplicable, suddenly having rational, if it could be called that, explanations, the secrets, the magic, and being told not to interfere with said magic. Stevie frowned, noticing how Zoe was feeling singled out. Still, she felt the need to explain the reason that she had had to give the warning. This time, I'm going to create a bubble around the entire boat. So Zoe, yeah, if this bubble breaks and we're too low, not only will you be crushed by the pressure, but so will Hugh and Cade. Stevie placed her hands in front of her as if she was holding a big beach ball and closed her eyes. The boat shook ever so slightly, and then the water started to rise above the sides of the boat. Terrified that they were going to take on water, Zoe latched onto Hugh's arm. She watched as either the water continued to rise above the boat, or maybe the boat was sinking below the water. As the water arched over their heads and created a ceiling, a fish fell at their feet. Do I release it back, or will that be an issue? Zoe picked it up and waited for the signal, a nod from Stevie. Then she tossed it back towards the wall of water before it wiggled out of her hands. The boat traveled further down into the depths of the ocean, slowly at first, as Stevie gauged Zoe's potential reaction to increased pressure around the boat. The water grew darker and darker blue until the only light was what was held in their own bubble. Zoe was standing at the edge of the boat, holding the railing, when she saw a small light. She leaned forward to get a better look. Squinting her eyes, she tried to make out what was holding the light. She leaned further forward, only to be inches from the wall of water and inches from many rows of giant pointy teeth. Jumping back, she gasped and placed her hand over her mouth. What was that? Caden belly laughed. Anglerfish, and judging by the size, a female. They continued to laugh, but admitted, I did the same thing the first time that Stevie brought me down here. Hugh waved Zoe over to the other side of the boat. Check this out. Zoe's eyes lit up as she saw long strings of light, all meeting with a soft pink light in the form of a round pillow. Jellyfish? Hugh nodded and then pointed excitedly to its right. There's an orange one. Aye, there's creatures down here that haven't been seen, haven't even been discovered yet. Stevie had been quiet most of the ride down, concentrating, but happily spoke, Welcome to the abyss, as their vessel sunk further below what had been appeared to be the ocean floor, but was actually just a thick cloud of sand. Caden smiled. Glad to be home, Stevie? She returned the smile with a nod. It's beautiful. Hugh smiled, looking out beyond the front of the boat. I don't see anything, Zoe whispered to Hugh. Pointing to his left eye, Hugh replied, Night vision, remember? He pulled her close, placing a gentle kiss to her ear through her hair and whispered, You'll be able to see soon. After only a few moments, light of every color of light imaginable came into Zoe's view. She noticed that they were entering an enormous cage. Wow, Zoe exclaimed slowly, as if every letter were its own syllable. Stevie, this is where you're from? She replied with a smile and a nod, and Zoe simply said, No wonder you dress like the entire crayon box, like the 128 pack. She stood in the middle of the boat and turned, taking in everything. Incredible. Hugh stood back and watched Zoe spin and wiped a single tear from the corner of his eye before it could betray him. Watching his Zoe experience sea magic for the first time was an emotional sight for him. Perhaps her connection to it meant that she was a moon witch, controlling water and air better than the sun or earth witches could. Caden elbowed him in the ribs. Pull yourself together, loser. Hugh could never comprehend how Caden evaded emotions so easily. Their ability to suppress emotions, to show just enough emotion to not seem cold, was impressive. But he did as suggested and focused on something else so that Zoe wouldn't seem crying over something as silly as her little dancing on the boat deck. The boat came to a halt and slowly became engulfed in the larger overarching dome that protected the city. Hugh's desire to try and see things through Zoe's eyes, the childlike eyes of someone experiencing something for the first time, allowed him to notice that the structure of the dome was more like that of hexagons placed flush against each other rather than a smoothly rounded shape that he had remembered from his last visit to the abyss. He helped Zoe disembark the boat and continued to hold her hand as they walked from the dock to into the town. Everything is so vibrant. Zoe spun, still never letting go of his hand. I mean, I have questions though. Stevie giggled. Asked away. Aren't you afraid that the water mixed with the electricity of the lights? Stevie put her hand up like a stop signal. I'm gonna stop you right there. That's bioluminescent algae, Zoe. What? Zoe basically dragged Hugh over to get a better look at one of the store signs. She reached up to touch it, but Hugh grabbed her wrist and pulled it back. Hey, that can be deadly to humans. He turned her to face him, put his hand on her shoulders, and then slid them down her arms and took her hands. Zoe, we aren't in Birmingham anymore. We're not even on the island. Everything here? Humans are curious but scared of the depths because the things down here can and will hurt you or kill you, he added. I once saw a vampire lick that stuff on a dare, and his mouth and tongue were swollen for a week. Zoe's eyes grew huge, like frightened moons. Oh, I will stop touching things. Thank you, he replied with exaggerated relief. He pulled her close to him and put his arms around her. Kissing the top of her head, he added, I care very deeply for you, Zoe. If something happened to you, I would never forgive myself.